From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports today battles between al-Qaeda-linked fighters and Syrian government forces left 73 people dead. It happened in a village near Aleppo. This attack followed an airstrike on a refugee camp near Aleppo, where at least 30 were killed, dozens more wounded. Opposition politicians said warplanes, either Syrian government or Russian, carried out that strike. Earlier, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry expressed hope ceasefire violations will end soon.
We will continue to work to de-escalate the violence all across Syria in hopes of being able to move back to the talks as soon as people have a confidence that this is really taking hold.
U.S. officials have said even with the recent attacks, violence overall is reduced. North Korea's 7th Workers' Party Congress began meeting today in Pyongyang, the first in 36 years. Meanwhile, the United States is in close consultation with its Asian allies to monitor the situation on the Korean Peninsula during the high-level meeting. Washington also is anticipating the isolated government in the North may take this occasion to launch a missile or conduct a nuclear test. Nigeria's Navy says militants attacked an offshore facility belonging to the petroleum company Chevron, the latest in a spate of attacks on the petroleum-rich Niger Delta region. Attack raises fears of a renewed militancy in the Delta, which despite being home to Nigeria's oil wealth, remains poor and underdeveloped. This is VOA News. A U.S. Defense Department spokesman says that U.S. warships have stopped accompanying American and British-flagged commercial vessels as they move through the Strait of Hormuz. Edward Uranian reporting now from the VOA Middle East Bureau.
The threat to close the Strait of Hormuz follows an announcement last week by Iran's naval commander, Admiral Habiballah Sayari, that his country would hold maneuvers in the Persian Gulf in the near future. The deputy head of Iran's Revolutionary Guard, General Hussein Salami, told state TV Wednesday that Iran would close the strait to U.S. and allied commercial vessels if it came under threat. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Vote counting underway in London, which could be getting its first Muslim mayor. Sadiq Khan is a 45-year-old former government minister and son of Pakistani immigrants.
I'll be the British Muslim that defeats extremism and radicalization. My experiences and me being me, I think, allow me to be the best mayor for London.
Khan appears headed for a victory in what British Muslims see as a turning point. Khan, representing the Labour Party, has been part of a field of 12 candidates. It's been a tight and often bitter race between the other frontrunner and Khan, that's conservative Zach Goldsmith. In U.S. politics, Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump campaigned in the state of West Virginia on Thursday, his first rally since rivals Ted Cruz and John Kasich suspended their campaigns for the White House.
I actually wish the primaries were not over. It's no fun this way. I want the primaries to keep going, but everybody's out. I'm the only one left. That's okay, right? Right?
Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton spoke at a rally of mostly Hispanics at East Los Angeles College in the state of California. She said Trump does not have what it takes to be president.
With all the challenges we face in America and in the world, we can't have a loose cannon in the Oval Office. That is a risk we cannot afford.
Hillary Clinton's only opponent, Bernie Sanders, has vowed to stay in the race and not drop out, even though data experts say mathematically he cannot beat Clinton. President Obama has commuted the sentences of 58 federal inmates given long prison terms for nonviolent drug-related crimes. 18 have been given life sentences, which the law required, even when some judges believed that punishment was too severe. Since becoming president in 2009, Mr. Obama has commuted the sentences of 308 federal inmates.
That's the latest world news from VOA.